We should be grateful. Grateful for the little things in life. Question. May our priest refuse to give Holy Communion to someone who he knows is in mortal sin, or does responsibility lie only with the one who receives? No. The responsibility also is with the priest. And here would be some of the conditions under which a priest who knows that somebody is in mortal sin should not give communion. First of all, it cannot be from the sacrament of confession. Clear? It cannot be knowledge that he has from the seal of confession. Secondly, if the person is a notorious sinner, obviously living in sin, living, for example, out of wedlock, publicly opposing the church or teaching, in other words, a public sinner. Thirdly, and this is a hard one, the consequences of not giving communion. And there, prudence is a main virtue. In other words, by not giving communion to somebody who does not deserve it, who is known publicly to be a sinner, will that really help the church, help the person who is denied Holy Communion, or is it the opposite? Will it be positively harmful? And over the years in counseling priests, I have told them that if, the term we use is, if they are morally sure, reasonably sure, that refusing communion to a person who does not deserve it will both help that person and help the church, he should do so. In other words, should not give communion. Now this responsibility lies especially on bishops. Remember, and it's over the centuries, bishops have not given communion, say, to kings who were living in sin. Anybody remember one saint and one king who was a sinner? Where the bishop who became a saint did not give communion. Now my memory tells me St. Ambrose and in fact over the centuries others too who refused to give communion to those, especially rulers of state, who were living in sin. The outstanding, of course, is St. John Chrysostom, who spent most of his life in exile outside of his own see of Constantinople. And nowadays, how many people tell me, notorious pro-abortionists, go to Mass, go to Communion, and it's a scandal to the people. Now, there are two things I would like to do today. First of all, I don't think we have distributed these history of Eucharistic adoration. Am I correct? It is this book. I'd like to make some decisions during class here with Sister Frederick. It will help. This, today, this afternoon, is the end of this week. So that, technically, remember, spend 1 week on the Eucharist, second on penance, third week on the priesthood. Now, I told the sisters yesterday that I was waiting for your judgment. Starting on Monday, I would like to continue with some classes on the Eucharist. However, there is so much to say about both the sacrament of penance and, of course, the priesthood, that what if, and could be either 2 and 2, or 3 and 1, we'll find out how we move. In other words, say 2 classes on penance and 2 continue on the Eucharist. Is that okay? And suppose we do this, sisters. Suppose we start. Everybody got a copy?
Yes.
Suppose our morning class on Monday, we'll find out how many days we need. Our 2 hours in the morning will be on the Eucharist, and then in the afternoon on penance. Okay? Because each of those subjects is in the seminary where I taught was 2 semesters, 15 weeks each semester, 30 weeks of class on penance, and 2 years, so twice 60 weeks on the Eucharist. My purpose, of course, is to be of help to you. And sisters, first time that I've said this, the Lord has put many, call them, responsibilities in my life. I just hope that I am pleasing Him. But there might be some wisdom in, after we go through this, in another class you still have coming, from other teachers. If we can be in contact by correspondence, somehow, questions you might have. Does that make sense, sister? In other words, as I've said now more than once, this is the first year that this is being done, right? And I think there is value, what we call a follow-up. And that follow-up can be in various ways. But one way would be if the questions or problems that come up, but they should be not just, say, one sister having some questions, but if there are certain